Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yo, beautiful family. Welcome to this episode of The Inspired Evolution with Daniel Packard. Daniel is on an interesting journey. He believes that there are certain things in the personal development world that definitely do support you, but there are many things in the journey that actually just compound your own issues, which is like, you know, you might be anxious about something and you're like, maybe this next self-help thing will be the saving grace and it'll be the silver bullet that will actually change it. And then that doesn't do it. And then you do it again. And then you continue to compound some of the anxiety issues that you have. So that's just one small example, but there's a dichotomy between, you know, things that sometimes we think will help us and we continue to get stuck in the hamster wheel of looking for help. Well, Daniel believes he's found the silver bullet to all of that, coming home from all those symptoms that may bother you to something that is at the root core of everybody's what he calls selfware, in terms of the software that is operating you as a system. He has identified two core fundamental things that fundamentally are in your selfware that are causing a whole bunch of, you know, malfunctions in the hardware or the way you navigate the world, let's call it that way. So it's an interesting conversation. There is a link in the episode show notes for you to book into a call with Daniel. He will literally just jump on a call with you for an hour and help you highlight what some of the things are that are stuck for you at the moment. This was a really yummy call. It was on the back of, this podcast was on the back of basically me having a conversation with Daniel and him helping me realize some certain things about me. And if you want to find out more about that, tune into the episode, because we go deeper into some of the things that he helped me shine a light on and realize. So I hope you find something very useful out of this episode, or the link below, connect with Daniel and see how he can support you further on your journey. And as always, if you're enjoying these Inspired Evolution podcast episodes, I invite you to subscribe, hit the bell notification icon, all that good stuff, so we can stay connected. Connection obviously being my highest value. Always a pleasure to tune in with you all. Thank you so much for being here, for listening, for tuning in. Tune into another yummy episode of The Inspired Evolution with myself and Daniel, and I'll be seeing you super soon. Welcome to The Inspired Evolution, a show dedicated to helping you actually live the life that you love. I'm your host, Amrit Sandhu, international speaker, global coach, and loving podcaster. As a gift for tuning into this podcast, I have something really special just for you. My premium short course, which can teach you how to meditate in just 7 days. You can download it now at www.inspiredevolution.com/learn. That's www.inspiredevolution.com/learn. Learn how to meditate in just 7 days. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this powerfully insightful conversation. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss any of the latest episodes, launching every Monday, designed to help you live the life you love and keep you inspired to evolve. I think I saw an angel just walk by. Welcome to The Inspired Evolution, and it is a treat to be here again today, this time Daniel Packard, brother, how are you?
My God, I'm better now. That like love yelp went into my plums, as Will Ferrell said. Woke up a part of me I didn't know was there, man. Wow, I'm doing great. I'm doing extra great. And as always, your energy and your smile and your incredible eyebrows, which I covet.
Touchwood. My eyebrows.
Look at how beautiful and defined they are. It's like CG, man. Look at these lazy caterpillars. Thank God I have high self-esteem, but I'm so jealous.
Touchwood. This podcast is going to be dedicated to your personal development through eyebrow training. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. But for those tuning into Daniel for the first time, this episode is going to be a hoot, but let's just tune in and do the honors for a quick sec. Daniel wrote The Simple Mechanics of Confidence. He's an award-winning speaker and a trainer that has given over 500 trainings and speeches to over hundreds of thousands of people over four continents. He's delivered human performance trainings at universities, schools, clinics, companies throughout Asia, Europe, the US, Canada, and Mexico. Basically, what he's been up to is he's fused his passion for efficiency and effectiveness, like some of us, for those that know the podcast, my background is structural engineering. He's a mechanical engineer, but he's also mixed that with his love of making people laugh, right? So he's actually also a professional stand-up comedian. He spent over 15 years in and around that, developing what he believes to be a revolutionarily effective solution to personal improvement. It stems from his own personal development journey, which I'm looking forward to unpacking with you here today and sharing a little bit about. And having experienced the effectiveness of Daniel's work firsthand, I found Daniel's solution to be deeply illuminating. I see his intention personally as being trying to give people the power back to completely be free of what's holding them back, right? And to deliver this in a playful way to make this journey towards freedom as fun and as inviting as possible. Daniel, brother, it is a joy to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you. That's a great intro. You should just pop up if I'm ever on a date. You can pop up. And be like, Daniel Packard is a sensitive man who knows how to dance and can match his belt and shoes. Thank you. Thank you.
Just on that note, one of my closest friends actually I interviewed a few years ago, and he met his wife. They met on Tinder, but she actually checked him out, and she Googled him and she found him on the podcast. And she was like, actually, this guy sounds amazing. So the intros could be, you never know where they might get you. Touchwood. But thank you so much for tuning in. Dan, it's fun always in your presence, but it's always deep as well in your presence, which is kind of my two favorite kind of things to be. So I want to start with personal development can be a double-edged sword. Yeah. And for those that have been in personal development for a while, I guess what I'm speaking to is, initially I started, and I'm very aware of this as a coach, because you often find, every now and then I'll be in my coaching practice, I'll find someone that comes along that's, just been spending money again and again and again, one training after the next, after the next, after the next. And they're actually digging into debt sometimes, looking for that silver bullet that is actually going to be the one course of training that's going to SOS, save their soul, or, make the shift, make the impact. And by no means is that, stereotypical of everybody in the personal development industry. Personal development has completely revolutionized my life. The podcast itself stands as a pillar of self-improvement. But there is kind of that dichotomy, it's like for some, it's really, really, really supportive. But for some, it can sort of compound some of the issues that are already there. It's like, I need to continuously develop. And yes, the Inspired Evolution is to get dedicated to continued growth and development. But, there is something there. Can you explain that rub? Because I know your work is dedicated to this.
It really is. And I appreciate you even just calling it out and naming that the personal development industry. It's not fair to call it that. It makes it seem like the military industrial complex or something. Like there's this Illuminati personal development controllers, but it is an industry. It's a 40 billion-dollar global industry that I didn't know when I was fully immersed in it, when I was spending my 100 grand and 15 years and I was in it and I thought I was learning and growing, which I was. What I didn't know is that there's kind of a blind spot of the industry, because what they don't tell you, not because for any Machiavellian reason, but because people can only teach what they know, but there's kind of a blind spot, or as I like to say, it's just an incomplete model. The problem is nobody's really talking about it. And so we're not educating the people that are taking these trainings, sort of explaining proper nutrition. We're sort of, yeah. And so and the reason I know this is I spent all this money. I spent like 15 years going from like guru to workshop to video. I'm sure I was in a cult or two and didn't even know it. Like, I was personal development junkie. I know a lot of your listeners are all in, and I love that about me and about your listeners. You know, we want to grow. But what I didn't know was that there was this blind spot. And the only reason I discovered the blind spot was because I spent all this money, all this time, and I thought, oh man, I am like so aware. I am like super, I'm like the awareness of the awary. And then I fell in love with this woman, and I thought, oh, it's proof that I'm manifesting and vision boarding worked. And, you know, we lived happily ever after. No, it turned horribly toxic, and I ended up with PTSD. And I remember just being like, what is off? What am I missing that I know the most I've ever known, and I feel the worst I've ever felt? And I just had this kind of, the engineer in me that can sort of intuitively sense that the machine isn't working, just said, I think there's something missing and I'm not quite sure what it is. And so I said, I'm going to put in the trainings and I'm going to just revisit this from scratch as an engineer who wants efficiency and results, because I realized that when I was downloading these teachings, they were sort of swaying my perception. So I said, let's just go cold turkey, no more books, no more videos. And I just examined the human struggle and consciousness, saying if I had to solve this for results so that we could be free, which you pointed to, not just being more aware, not just learning, not just being better, but real liberation from the things that hold us back. Could we do that? And the answer is yes. And that's what I teach. But when I figured it out, I went, oh my God, the personal development industry is not teaching this. It's $40 billion industry because people keep working on themselves forever and ever and ever. And when you talk to personal development people, they're like, you know, it's a journey my whole life. I'll be growing my whole life. And I used to believe that, and now I don't. I don't grow anymore. I know that sounds arrogant, but for the most part, I'm polishing and refining. But the people that come to me have had lifetime anxiety, codependency, addiction, insecurity, whatever it is. And they come to me after taking lots of personal development, and they're like, this thing is still here. And I'm like, let's go to the root cause so you can be free of it. So what I want to first do is just educate people. You don't need to keep working on yourself for years. The trainings that I do, the coaching that I do, it's like a couple weeks or a couple months, and that pattern, that behavior, whatever it is, you're basically free of it. And so I just want people to know, A, that that's an option, because I didn't even know that. And B, if you want to go on the journey to have that freedom, that's what I'm here for. And that's the gift I want to bring to the world.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And I think there is a question brewing in me about, you know, because I do still perceive myself as a perpetual student. So I see someone as growing, but I'm sure that there's a growing from a rich soil as opposed to growing from like an empty seeking place. But before we dive into something like that, I'd like to dive into, you know, you described a little bit about your journey in terms of, you know, you saw some blind spots, but really, you know, what was going on in your life, and how did you really come to what it is that you've developed here? Was there someone in particular that you know, that was informative on your journey, or was it just your own pain got to a certain point that you transformed? What happened to the point where, you know, you started uncovering that actually, because like you said, $40 billion dedicated to, you know, helping people, but you managed to find a blind spot. How? Where?
Well, the first off, when the PTSD hit, I was so in so much pain and so much terror, and I saw why people kill themselves. I mean, it was pretty clear. I was like, I have enough. I realized that I had been chosen to figure something else, and I had enough tools to cope that I wouldn't, but I was in constant terror and agony and depression, because when you're in terror, you're exhausted, and there was no life force. And the gift of that is that just there was no comfort zone. There was nowhere to hide. There was no tools that would really help me. I was just I rock bottom. And I was laying in a hammock on a cliff in Mexico. I felt sort of the universe holding me. I was both in terror and in heaven. Mm-hmm. And that's what kept me going was, I was like, this feels kind of chosen. I'm at rock bottom, but I knew, and I could almost hear the cosmic Rocky music of like, da 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 da. And it was that desperation to get out of there and say, I never want to be back here again. I never want to be back. And I saw that this was a magnified symptom of the symptoms that had been showing up in my life my whole life. And it's when I first started to see personal development, spirituality, a lot of religion, for the most part, is symptom management. Mm. We're managing the symptoms. Now, there's wonderful ways to manage the symptoms, but an engineer in me says, we're managing symptoms. And I don't want to manage symptoms. I want to be free of this. I don't want to be here ever again in any form. And I was just open. I said, I don't know what I'm supposed to learn. I don't know what it is. I just know I'm not seeing it. And I don't think that many people are. And I was laying in the hammock and somebody said, listen to, there's a teacher called Matt Kahn. And I really appreciate what he's doing. I feel that he has a more complete understanding of consciousness that I had heard. Mm. Plus, he's really funny and he's really wise. Mm. And he said something and I just went.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Holy crap. I had kind of a science, you know, eureka moment where I saw the whole matrix and I just went, oh my God, I've been doing this backwards. I've been doing it really, really well, 180 degrees off. And I got why, no matter how hard I worked, the symptoms were always there, the insecurity, the self-doubt, the codependency, the stress, why I could manage it, but it was never gone because I'd been doing it all 180 degrees backwards and I didn't know. I was like stuck in some consciousness house of mirrors and I didn't know I was backwards. And once I saw it, because I have a pretty good engineering systems mind, I went, whoa. And I said, I'm going to crack this. I don't know how. I don't know if it's possible. I just know if we flip this whole thing on its end, I should be free of this on some level. Now, I didn't know it was going to work, but if there's one thing I like about me, I like a good challenge. I'm good at solving riddles, and I have a lot of courage, which is what it took. And I mapped out the solution, but then I had to grow and heal and figure it out. And it was not easy. There was no amazing epiphany. It was growth and courage and leaving the comfort zone and trying things out. But what happened is I went to the root cause for me, that root cause. And most importantly, I wasn't aware of the root cause. I healed the root cause. And the theory was if I heal the root cause, the one that was like 180 degrees behind me, theoretically, the symptoms should just vanish and never come back. I didn't know if it would work, but I did it. I healed the root cause with a process. And sure enough, about 2.5 years later, the symptoms just went quiet. My mind went quiet. My insecurity, the self-doubt just went quiet. Then the confidence went up. The calm went up. All these things I'd been chasing and trying to work on magically appeared. And best part, they don't fade. There's none of this up and down stuff. None of this like, oh, last week I connected to my power. What about this week? Oh, I want to kill myself. No more of this up and down stuff. When you heal the root cause, you're sort of done. The symptom fades and you're sort of free of it. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. So the question that bleeds itself out of there for me is thank you so much for sharing that. I'm almost just speaking what's in everyone's mind, and probably, which is, how do you even go about it if you don't go about treating the symptoms? Because usually what happens is, you know, I've got, let's say, financial woes, and it's like, all right, cool, I need some support in the finances in my life. Or, you know, I've got some health concerns, it's like, all right, I need some support around my health. Or, you know, my life direction, which is kind of what I support people with, you know, it's like, I'm not sure where I'm going with all of this, and it's really compromising my mental state. And it's like, cool, you know, let's have a chat about your purpose and what you're doing meaningfully. But generally, there's a symptom that's drawing the impulse for you to have the realization that actually something's got to shift, bro. So from that perspective, how, like, is everybody going to have to go through a whole bunch of symptoms to have those symptoms cascade in for them to have the revelation that you're sharing? Or like, what's the, yeah.
I got you, fam. I got you, Amrit. I got you, listener. I don't want you to go through the hellscape that I went through. So as I was going through it, I'm an engineer and I knew this was going to be huge. And people saw me shifting and they just said, whoa, Daniel, you're onto something. Like, stay on target, Luke, stay on target. So being an engineer, it's about systems. It's about reproducing. It's about understanding the mechanics of something so that when you make it through, instead of telling someone, the answer is presence. And you're like, what do I do with that? I understood the mechanics of what was going on, mm-hmm. what needed to be healed, and creating a very simple gym to heal the root cause based in mechanics, which is kind of how we build muscle. When we go to a gym, we understand the way muscles work. We know that we don't have to build the muscle. We have to go to the gym, do certain exercises, and the mechanics of the body, muscles will appear. So when you understand mechanics, it makes it very simple. So I've taken what I learned and it's very simple. And when people work with me, if they want to work with me, we start with basically a consultation. Because when I talk like this, a lot of people are like, A, I think you're full of crap. I don't think you can deliver. And B, how does this apply to me? So we don't sell trainings, you know, online trainings where you just sign up. We do it person to person to make sure that you get the results. And so people come to me and basically you come to me with whatever it is that you want less of, whatever it is, that pattern that's been following you around. And even though you know about it, even though you've taken trainings on it, even though you're better at it, it's still here. It's been following you around since high school. Bring that to me. Or it's the thing that you want. Maybe it's confidence. Maybe it's the goal. Maybe it's your dreams. Whatever it is, that thing that you're getting close to, you're almost there. You keep reading the books. You're almost there, but you want to get there faster. Or if you're doing great, but you're plateauing and you're stuck and you don't know why. So I work with people that have done a ton of personal development, spirituality. You come to me. Just tell me what you want, what you don't want. It doesn't matter. All of it has a bunch of these root causes. And I will show you that what you're struggling with is in fact a symptom of basically these two root causes. That's going to open your eyes and give you a huge aha moment of like, no wonder this hasn't been working. And then if you want to, this is the best part. I developed a process, a simple, basic, step-by-step inner gym to heal the root cause. So you don't need to do anything other than be open and curious and somebody who wants to do less personal development, somebody who actually wants to be free of this. You come to me and I'll take it from there.
So the profound part of all of that is that it can be distilled to two root causes. And I think the remarkable experience that I can attest to is because we sat down and had a session before we had this call, is actually it is, I want to use the word painfully simple. Can I use the word painfully simple?
Please, it's my favorite word. It's, if you really know something, it should be simple. And personal development is sexy sounding, but sometimes it's so overly complicated, which I think people like, because I think when you think you're really broken, you think you need a special solution that's special and fancy. So yes, please, I interrupted, but yes, simple. Preach, Amrit. Tell them about the simplicity.
Yeah, so I found, but yeah, it was, and emphasis on the word a little bit painful though as well, because it was, yeah, like I, when we were having our conversation, you really brought me home with some real simple conversations, simple questions that you really brought home, but they really came home to a really deep place. And the the truth that I have come to learn, even being coached by Eckhart Tolle for 6 months and, you know, working for with Mindvalley and the leaders there for so long now, what I often find is that the truth is often simple, yeah? And like similar to what you described is that, you know, generally when it's overcomplicated or someone's complicating things, generally, and this is, you know, before you articulated the way you did, I found myself saying this as well, someone's usually trying to sell me something. And that's what I've had to learn through my own kind of, you know, when it's complicated, someone's got a model and a system, that's generally, but one of the things that it was painful though, I have to admit, sitting there and being literally just, you know, something, it's almost like something that you should have, could have, would have known your whole life in many, so many ways, you know? And it's like, yeah, it's just like, you've always known this about you, but it's just that little bit deeper that you've never sort of gone to look in. Like, it's this really interesting place to go, and it's always been there. Like, it's right there. It's just waiting for you to have a chat about.
It's right there. It's, you describe it. So it's right there. Once I show it to you, that's the 180 degrees I was talking about. You're like, oh, it was there. It just was like in the blind spot, and it's just not taught, considering how effective it is, mm-hmm. considering how important it is, it's not widely taught. And when I first saw it, I thought, oh my, why aren't more people talking about this? So I want to be clear to the people that are listening, what I'm going to share with you, and if you're curious, is it's dead simple. And the concepts that I teach are not mystical. There's no toad that you lick. You don't pray to some alien. There's nothing. It's not like
Damn
that.
It.
That's an upsell. That's an upsell. It's because I'm an engineer, I'm based in results. Mm-hmm. And so I'm taking core concepts because the best stuff should be universal. Mm-hmm. You should hear about it. It's the way the engineer in me organized it to be effective, mm-hmm. that, and so it's incredibly simple, but the way it's organized is the power. And someone like you, Amrit, who you're mapped out, you are a high conscious, high achiever, you've done a lot, you're successful, and you know a ton. You even worked at Mindvalley, you've talked to the smartest, most aware people on the planet, and you knew a ton. But when you came to me with this thing, I said, tell me something that even though you know a ton about, it's still niggling, it's still there.
The pattern, the repeating and pattern.
The pattern repeating that you knew a ton about, but you couldn't stop the pattern. Meaning you're not free of it. Mm-hmm. And I showed it to you. And when you went, oh my God, like what? I felt so gratified that yes, this is something so simple, but people are missing. And so when you saw the beauty and the power of it, and when things started to, some those patterns shifted for you after just like one talk, mm-hmm. it showed the power of this, how the simplicity is powerful and that this just works. That's what I want. I want your listeners to be free of their stuff. I want you happy. I want you to look in the mirror and like who you see. I want you to have nourishing relationships. I want your bank account full. I want you to be free. I mean, yes, I'm going to talk all my nerdy stuff and mechanics and engineering. Doesn't matter. You don't care about that. What you care about, if you're listening, this is just, you just want to enjoy your goddamn life. And that's what I want for you. I don't want people to keep spending all this time and money on stuff that is not, that's just symptom management. I want us free, man. I live this life like 98% free, and it is incredible. Everything I own fits in one bag, everything. And people say, oh, you're a minimalist. Oh, you believe in Lent. And I was like, what? Oh, did you read the book on? And I was like, no. But when I did the healing part of my process, one of the symptoms was I just don't really own anything, and I'm very free. I travel all the time, and I have a very free life. But the beauty of this process is when you go to this root cause, everything gets better. I didn't set off to not own things. Mm-hmm. It just was another symptom that improved. So mm-hmm. if you like efficiency, instead of working on like 9 things, anxiety, codependency, insecurity, self-doubt, manifesting. Okay, instead of doing a whole bunch of things, come to me, we'll work on one thing and all the things are going to improve. It's just a better idea.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. To give people a little bit of an idea in terms of what we were working on. So the pattern that was present for me is this like anger, and it's not this anger that is like, there's not a rage that I'll sort of lash out at humans. It's this kind of this agitation that I brought to Daniel when Daniel was like, what's something that you haven't, you know, like that you feel is persistently there? And I was, you know, and this is quite vulnerable for me to share, but, you know, there's this anger and this agitation, which is just like, things got to be better. Like there's, you know, and I think part of that is I sort of justified it somewhat in my own experience as the activist, you know, like activists are allowed to be a little bit angry. You know, there's like the inspired evolution is like hope for tomorrow, you know? So it's like, if you're hoping for like brightness tomorrow, you know, then it's kind of like, there's a bit of like frustration with how things are right now. And let's be frank, the world is, you know, in quite a challenged sort of state space, you know, in terms of how we're treating the planet, the temperature's rising, the water levels rising, you know, just how we're treating our ecosystems, the way we treat the water, the way we treat the mountains. It's, you know, pipelines going through places that are sacred, like all this sort of stuff. Like, there's just so much. I could literally just weigh you down, but you'll never find me talking about it on the Inspired Evolution. Why? Because there's this hope for tomorrow. And it's like, focus on what it is that you really want to bring into life, not discounting that, but understanding that. And I think understanding all of that, really, there's a body of frustration that was present within me that, you know, kind of stemmed to this anger that you helped me unpack. And again, just point to like, where did that start? And it was like, boom, right there. And it was like, oh. Yeah, right. Okay. And it was extremely personal. But yeah, did you feel comfortable sharing some of the mechanics of how you support people going through the process and the journey, Daniel?
Well, again, thank you for sharing and just being vulnerable instead of being, you know, some teacher that says, I've got it all figured out. Follow me to Nirvana. Yeah, so thank you. And before we go to that, I want to be clear that the beauty of what I'm teaching is, you know, we have this version of us that we want to be better, you know, mm-hmm. And you want to be a better person. I want to be a better, we have all these people who, religious people, spiritual people, personal, we want to be better and we want to make the world a better place. We want to consume less. We want to save the polar bears. We want to be less violent, less racist, less ist. Mm-hmm. But what I realized is all of those are still symptoms. Mm-hmm. And so you've got all these people trying to, I work with many people of faith who come to me, I want to be a better Christian, Jew, Muslim, but I can't. And I'm like, right, that's because you were told by your faith what would be better, you know, to be more patient, more compassionate, more generous, whatever it is, consume less, less arrogant. We're taught the what, and we have the what really mapped out. Use mm-hmm. less stuff. Don't be violent. Don't be sexist. Don't be racist. We know the what. Mm-hmm. The what's been mapped out was probably in the Bible 2,000 years ago, but we're not carrying out the what. Mm-hmm. Because what isn't shared, because most people don't know, is what's the how? What is the how? So I was in South Africa 2 years ago, living there, bringing the how and working in churches, but also working in the National Addiction Clinic. They knew the what, but they didn't have a how. How do you go to the root cause, address the root cause such that the symptom fades? So the beauty is that I was able to work with addicts, and by using this process, their addiction rates were dropping. They were doing 12-step, which is marginally has a lot of relapse, but we use my process, go to the root cause of addiction, and they were just quitting. And so they want to bring my curriculum into the national curriculum, but also I was working with churches. People wanted to be better Christians. Mm-hmm. And I showed them, the thing you're doing is just a symptom. Let's look at the root cause so you can actually be that better Christian. So I know I talk a lot about engineering and mechanisms and root cause, but it goes along with whatever you are, whether you're Buddhist, anything, if you want to actually be that, if you know the what and not the how. So I want to really heal the planet because the process is very simple. It's like a gym and it can go into schools. It could go into prisons. It can go into like women's shelters. I've spoken at 500 middle and high schools, bringing these, they're so simple that 9-year-olds could get it. So the beauty of this process is not only that it's simple and it works, but it's dead. It's just, it can go anywhere. I don't need to be the guru. You don't need to stand in my presence or bow at my feet. Although if you want to, I'm not going to stop you. Might be a little bit creepy.
Daniel.
I'll take a high five. How about I just give you a high five? High five. But I want this to spread because it's a technology that just works. Now, going back to your question of, can I give them an experience? Well, I keep saying the root cause, so maybe I'll just kind of share what the root cause is. So essentially what I saw was when the engineer and me looked at things, I said, okay, how do we solve this? How do we solve this? And I saw, well, wait a minute. We're always working on ourselves and trying to add and improve. It's even called personal development, as in you develop self-help. We help ourselves. And I said, well, what do we want? We want to be present. We want to be joyful. We want to be open-hearted. We want to be authentic. We want to be confident. Is anybody doing that? Like, is anybody really all those things? It's pretty rare. And then I saw a group that was, which is kids. And I thought, oh, they're already, they're open heart. You know, when a kid likes you, they just walk up and they say, I love you. I know adults who haven't been that kind in 20 years. They need alcohol and they need drunk to pull that off. You know, and kids are present. Kids don't say, I want to go to the park, but I'm really afraid that maybe people won't accept me when I get there. And so I'm going to vision board about what I want. No, they just go. When they want ice cream, they say ice cream. They know how to get their needs met. They're confident. So I said, kids already are there. So do we need to add, or do we just, could we get back to that? Because kids are all that and they're consistent. You'll never hear a kid say, oh my God, I totally want to go to the park one day. And the next day, Timmy, how are you feeling? I don't know. I'm feeling stuck, Daniel. You don't hear kids talk like that, right? Right? Kids don't finger paint and the next day and say, I don't know, where's my finger paint? I'm having a lot of doubt. You know, no kid takes a course in miracles because they're living their miracle all the time. So the engineer may said, can we just, how do we? So here's basically what happens is metaphorically, we humans, our physical body is metaphorically like the hardware of a computer. We have our hardware, our physical body, and then we have our belief system. Our internal operating system. I have an internal operating system. You do. If you're listening to this, we all have our own internal operating system, belief system, okay, which I call sort of our selfware. I have selfware. You have selfware. You have the hardware, your physical body, and you have your selfware, which is your inner world, your subconscious, your belief system. Okay, so in a computer, you got your hardware and you got your software. What happens to the hardware if you get a glitch or a bug in the software? What happens to the hardware?
The hardware kind of keeps on kicking on, does it not?
Well, it'll keep going, but you'll start to see symptoms.
It doesn't perform the way that it should.
Perfectly said. It does not perform the way it should. Could be overheating, running slow, glitching, freezing up. But the hardware is fine, not broken, nothing wrong with it, just a glitch, a couple lines of code that are affecting the hardware. So metaphorically, we are born with pure, healthy selfware. That's what kids have. Then, to put it mildly, crap goes down when we're younger and we get a few core glitches, bugs in our selfware. There's just two. And those two wreak complete havoc on our hardware. Those two create the stress. They create the self-doubt. They create the punishing language. They create the unhealthy relationships. You name it, it all traces down to these two core glitches. Now, the downside is if you don't heal these two glitches, you will always have the symptom in one form or another. You may manage it a bit better. You may mitigate it. You may avoid things that don't trigger the glitches, but they're there following you around because the universe and God want you to heal them. So they're not going to let you get out of the video game without healing those two core glitches. And so the video game is set up to create enough pain and suffering so that one day you go deeper, you heal those glitches. And when you do, because they're in alignment with kind of divine law, in the same way that the universe can make your life tough to create enough pain such that you heal the glitches, the universe can then flip it for you and send you all sorts of good stuff. And so I have had clients come to me. I had a woman who could not get a date, like who could not get a date, let alone with a guy she liked. She thought she was too fat, to this, to that, all about symptoms. She's like, you know, should I lose weight? Should I be nicer? Should I be? And she's like, no, it's all symptoms. Root cause. We healed the root cause. 3 weeks later, she says, I'm at a wedding. I met the most amazing guy. They got married. Two kids. Now, I don't require my clients to name their kids after me. I think that's a little bit invasive. But the point is, when you heal the glitch, the universe can go from making life tough to really great as a reward for upgrading the glitch. So if you don't upgrade the glitch, which most people don't because they don't even know it's there, let alone how to upgrade it, it follows you around. But what's the benefit, Amrit? What's the benefit of seeing that what if your whole struggle was just a symptom of two self-aware glitches? Why is that actually good news?
Well, because you can address it.
Yes. It's solvable. It's effing solvable. Yeah. So what I'm bringing to the world, as you can tell, I'm quite positive about what I do. I'm not diminishing other people's paths. This works with people's paths. Buddhists take it. Christians take it. People of all faiths come to just make them better. I'm not saying mine's better. However, it's better because it gives you a actual simple, solvable solution. So not only do I show people that what they're struggling with or what they want is a symptom of the glitch, but then the coaching and the training actually upgrades the glitch. That's the special sauce. It's one thing to be aware of the glitch. It's another thing to upgrade it out of your system.
And so what I'm hearing there is there's a vision for the future where, you know, I see it as being something supportive to no matter where you are, what you're going through, whether you're, like you said, what race you are, what caste you are, what you're up to, what your current faith and beliefs are. You don't have to rectify too much of that. You know, you can stay just as you are, but it's a support tool and mechanism. And I think that's very much how I felt after our session as well, which was, you know, it was just very supportive to, again, go to that harrowing place of like, this is what's up. And it's like, whoa, like it's a painful place to be, but it's also a really empowering place to be. And that kind of leads me to this thing that I seem to be asking quite a few of, I've asked quite a few people this, but, you know, I continue to be fascinated by this. And potentially it just is the journey of life and the way that it goes, Daniel. Maybe some time to stroke our chins. But the idea that we have to break down to break through, you just alluded to that just then as well. You know, it's like, collectively, you know, something like, you know, we start off super radiant, super expressive, bang, 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 everything is as it is. And then certain things glitch in. And then from there, it's like, okay, cool. And then there's this almost healing crisis, let's just call it that. Like your symptoms just pack on for you to have to get to that point where you realize, fuck, something's got to change, right? And that's been true in my journey. You know, I struggled with depression for 6 years way back when. And then, you know, that brought me home to mindfulness and meditation, which completely changed my life. And I'm so grateful even for that time because it gave me meditation. And then, you know, career alignment, misalignment, finding my way, birth the inspired evolution, you know, and this has been, you know, everything to me in my life as well now as well. So those two things are some of the most rewarding things in my life, still things that stay with me, you know. Inspired evolution has been 4 years almost now, and meditation almost 10 years now, you know. So it's kind of two things that are really, 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 really the foundations of who I am came from these breakdown periods where I broke through. Is it necessary to break down and break through, in your opinion? Is that just, what are your thoughts on something like that?
Give me an N.
N.
Give me an O.
O.
Such a great question. And I swear to you, I can back this up. If you don't know about the glitches, it is the way you described it. Man, I cannot tell you, well, when I had PTSD and I'm just laying there in a lifeless huck, just like eating my mangoes, just being like, well, how did I end up here?
How could you be depressed when you're eating mango? Sorry, mangoes are my favorite fruit. Sorry. Sorry, no, it's just my visceral. I'll shut up. Please continue.
If you've ever had PTSD and you're in constant terror, mangoes make it a little nicer. The mangoes let me know that I was being held by something greater, but it still sucked.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you how many rock bottom moments I had in my life. And that's what it was. You hit rock bottom. You are forced to grow. That's the video game. That's the way the universe sets it up. We will not grow on our own. Generally, the universe creates pain and struggle to get our attention, and then we grow. And if you don't know about the glitches, it's kind of what you got to do, because you keep hitting rock bottom because I believe you're not addressing the glitches. They keep showing up, and they show up, and you know, you see the symptom at a low level. You don't listen. You don't listen, it gets worse, you're still not listening, and then rock bottom punches you, and then you grow, and you grow a little bit, and you get to the next level, you get out of pain, but that glitch is still there. So what you described is, yes, it's what I did, it's what most of my clients used to do, it's the mechanics. You will do that because that glitch is following you around like a pissed off bouncer and is just waiting to throw you down, trying to get your attention. But I can tell you from my journey, there have been no more breakdowns at all. And my clients, I had a professional athlete who lost his career because of one of these rock bottoms. And when he did, he took the training and he saw the tools and he said, oh my God, if I had had this toolkit when I was a pro, I would have played longer, made more money, and been a higher performer athlete. So he had high performance hardware, his body, but he didn't have the self-aware. And so the crashing is what he did. And these crashes are so costly. One, they knock us out for 6 months to a year. I was heartbroken for 2 years, 2 years of my life. Mm. One girl, 2 years. And that's the video game. I have not had that, nor do my clients, because the toolkit is so sexy. It's basically activating the healing epiphanies on command. You don't have to hit rock bottom and have an epiphany. The toolkit is using your daily struggles, not your rock bottom, just your daily small challenges. You take where are you getting a little angry? Where are you getting a little scared? Where are you getting a little bit stuck? You then take the toolkit, you go through the process, which takes about 20 minutes, and that begins to upgrade the glitch. So there's no rock bottom. You do take your struggles to work out in the gym, but it's proactive, and it's like 3 out of 10 struggles instead of 9 out of 10 struggles. So no more rock bottom. And the beauty of this is you get to enjoy your life more. Mm-hmm. Like normally it takes maybe 5-10 years to have that rock bottom, and then you grow and then you circle back around. I don't want that for you guys anymore. I want you to do this so there's no more rock bottoms, because they suck. But also, if you have the epiphanies and the proactive, you grow faster without rock bottom, and you just get to enjoy your life more, because you're spending more of your life enjoying yourself instead of recovering and growing. I want people who want to stop working on themselves and start just enjoying themselves.
So
wow, that sounded really catchy. I got to write that down. What did I say? Anyway, go ahead.
It'll be recorded. You can listen back to it.
Thank you.
It's about 30 minutes in. I think what's present for me is obviously, you know, I'm looking forward to going through the program and the course myself to unpack what's really present for me as well, because the session we did was illuminating, to say the least. Like I said in the intro, and it really helped me, you know, get to, oh, that's really interesting, because it's really intimate, that thing that's always been there. But I just, yeah, it's almost like you didn't know which corner to shine the torch on, which you felt like the lights were on anyway. You didn't realize you needed to shine the light in that corner. So I'm excited to go through that. And you know, thank you for putting together something that we can access, you know, like it's super easy. It's online, you know, we can totally dial in. I think one of the challenges I foresee, and this is just something that, you know, I'm just going to call you out if that's okay, is you seem extremely confident, right? And,
guilty.
When we're talking about, you know, who this can help, it just seems universal. Right. And that's usually generally, like, I can understand for those that are tuning in, it's probably, and I understand it, like, having been through kind of your process, I can sit there and go, yeah, jump on a call, because obviously the call that we had, just even that, like, you know, that left an impact for the rest of my life, just the one call. Right. And then going through the program to unpack that, I'm truly excited about that. So I think for those tuning in, though, it's like, what is it that Daniel addresses? And it's like, you know, and he's so confident about it. And you're just like, bring whatever's there. You know, it's like, yeah, these roots, there's a couple of root seed things. It's like, it can be a bit disbelievable, you know, that it's like, this guy's so confident that universally he's nutted it out. Man, how do you navigate that? That must be hard, eh? Like, yeah.
Well, why do you think? Well, why do you think it would be hard?
Because pitch, like, generally when, you know, like I had to get quite clear on my journey in terms of actually, like, I see myself as a health coach, right? But when people see me, they see me as a purpose coach. And it's like, this guy's helping, can help me unpack exactly the direction I want to take and so that I can have more meaning. And the reason I see myself as a health coach is I have come to find that generally, or universally, in my humble opinion, the path of you that's on purpose, like when you've got that meaning impregnated into your system, your mental headspace, you're empowered, you are like, you are you, and you're ready to take life, you know, as it all is, right? Like, you're really invested in it. It's everything and it's glorious. Touch wood. You find flow states, you find peace, you find contentment, but you're serving and there's so much in there. You're aligned, you're creating. So that's the purpose stuff. But I found that that's all the stuff you need for a really structured, positive mindset, because I just stopped buying into the idea of, oh yeah, I can have my green juice, you know, I can do my yoga, I can go to the gym, I can do all these healthy things, but then go to a job that I hate. Like, I hate, and I spent 8 hours, a third of my day, at this thing that I don't like, and then do all these other things on the side and consider myself healthy. Impossible, in my humble opinion, right? So then it's like, align yourself to where you spend the majority of your time. Work should feel like play, and allow that play to cultivate and nourish your being, right? So here we are, podcasting and coaching, right? So touch wood. So that's where I had to get, like, really clear on what it is that I love supporting people with and through as a coach, right? So that's kind of the dichotomy between, I guess, what I'm up to and what you're up to. And hence I'm asking you from that space is your work, having experienced it, I know, like, dials into some serious specifics, but when you're addressing it to others, it's like, you know, you might be Christian, you might be Buddhist, you might have addictions, right? You might have some traumas. You know, you might be struggling with depression, you might be suicidal. And it's like, dude, these are very different people with lots of different things going on.
In all honesty, I still don't know exactly what your question was, but I felt where you were pointing. So the first thing my heart wants to say is the excitement, first of all, some people doubt this. I have done, I've spoken at conferences, and I had this German executive, and he started working with me. And he said, I'll be honest, your stuff's incredible. I'm so grateful, but I almost didn't work with you. I said, why? He said, you're just too enthusiastic. I thought it was fake. And I said, yeah, I get that a lot. So to all the people, yes, I'm American. Yes, I've got that, like, arrogant, you know, rock and roll thing. I get that. And so first of all, when I work with people one-on-one, I'm a bit calmer. There's a little bit more like, I don't do this for, I'm here because I'm so excited, as you can tell. I'm like a border collie at the park. But this is real. And the cool thing is, you can tell I'm quite confident, quite enthusiastic, quite aligned, quite purposeful. All these things I used to have to work on. Mm-hmm. I had a purpose coach. I had a confidence training. This is just natural. This is natural because this is what kids are. Kids don't work on manifesting. Kids don't work on enthusiasm. Kids don't work on purpose. This is my natural state. I just address the root causes. And so what works? It's automatic. People are always trying to see what doesn't work and sort of work on it. And I'm saying what doesn't work is just a symptom of these two glitches. You clear these two things up and everything just, like, I am in flow state right now talking to you, but I don't work on it. I don't know what it is. I mean, I kind of know what it is, but this is just all natural. I'm not working on anything anymore. I'm like, I have reset self-aware. So, and the confidence comes from, I designed this to work. Mm-hmm. I wanted results. I didn't want to sound smart. I didn't want to come up with something cool. I just wanted to allow people out of pain. I was out of pain and I said, I want people out of pain. And like a good engineer, I started creating the trainings and the coachings, and we were measuring. We measure people from 1 to 10. Mm-hmm. And we're always measuring. So my confidence of this works is because the process is non-denominational. There's no gemstones. There's nothing weird. It's like if you had a garden and the garden was unhealthy and you didn't know how to take care of a garden. And then there was a guy that knew that to take care of a garden, you just need water and sunlight and a little bit of care. It's going to work for everybody because a garden has mechanics that you, if you understand them, you can bring a garden. Every garden can come back to health with water, sunlight, and a bit of care. And we have an inner garden, and it's actually a lot simpler than you think. So in some ways, humans are complicated and we're different and we have different paths and different things. However, in some ways, we have very simple mechanics. We have physical mechanics. We have ligaments and joints. Our consciousness is actually much simpler and has basic mechanics. So the excitement comes from this works on anybody, but it's not for everybody, because you said it was a little painful. Now, you don't mean like physical pain. It was just a bit confronting and a bit like, whoa. So the people that I work with are people that want to be free, what I call people who want to be free and really grow, but are willing to do that inner work for a short period of time. And I call these people love athletes. These are people, this is who I love to work with, people that are willing to show up to the gym to work their inner soul, get that inner six pack so you can be strong and glorious and magnificent. So it works on everybody. If it works on 9-year-olds, if it's working in addiction clinics in South Africa, if it's working for executives, if it's working for all the people that I've helped, it will work for anybody. That's the excitement that I feel like I have cracked this code. But you do have to be ready, and not everybody is. That's what the call is about. I'm going to show you, and I'm going to invest in you for free on the consultation, and I'm going to show you this powerful thing. And you're going to see it. You're going to understand the simplicity. It's going to give you hope, because when you've had this pattern, you can't break your whole life. You think, maybe I'm just stuck with this. No, give me a chance. And then you will have hope. But honestly, not everybody is up for it, and that's okay. I wish everybody was, and it breaks my heart when people say, you know, I think I just want to be depressed for another 10 years, but I have to, you know how it goes as a coach, you have to let people go. But the confidence comes from it works, but don't take my word for it. Don't even take your word for it. On the call, I will show you the mechanics. We will measure you from 1 to 10. You tell me what your thing is. We'll measure it from 1 to 10. We'll then look at what you're struggling with or what you want through the filter of looking at the glitch. And then at the end, we'll do an exercise, as I did with you, and you will feel that number shift. You felt the number shift, right?
Big time. It went from like, I think it was 9 to 3.
In like an hour and 20 minutes. Now that's the proof of concept to show you that these mechanics are real, and that if we upgrade the glitch, your symptom will shift. Then if you want to keep going and you want to either work with me in the process or the training, we'll look at that. There's no obligation. I just like showing people the glitch and to give them hope. Because for a lot of people, I was working with this entertainment lawyer who had basically been depressed his entire life. And he just thought, this is my life. And in that session, he, for the first time, he saw the mechanics. He saw why nothing was really working that well. And he had hope. He said, honest to God, I finally thought I could maybe live without depression. I coached him through the process, 2.5 months. That's all it takes. I don't want to work with you for years and years. And he has his life back. And so the joy of showing people what I showed you, but to give people hope, is the best feeling in the world.
Brother, thank you so much for sharing that. Can you share with us a little bit further? How do we, those tuning in, get onto that call? How do we reach out to you? How do we connect?
All right, it's getting dark here. So I'm just gonna, I got this cool little app. Check this out, because I do a lot of these calls. Ooh, look at that, it just got lighter. Oh, I love it when technology works. All right, set me up. I'm ready. You be my Flavor Flav. You remember who Flavor Flav was?
Barely.
There was a rap group in the 90s called Public Enemy, and he was the guy that wore the clock and would say, yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Never mind. Yeah. Where did you go? That was awesome.
So tuning in, I was going to say, you just shared a whole bunch about, you know, where the calls can go, because obviously the call was impactful for me. And then you were offering calls to people as well. So how do we connect to the course? What's going on here? Okay, I've heard you talk about it. How do I get there, mate?
Okay. So as I said, we don't sell lots of trainings where you just sign on and grab it and it's all online. I want to have an experience with you to show you that it works, because that's the power. So go to danielpackard.com/call. Pretty easy. See, I'm making everything simple. Everything simple. You go there. There's a little form. Give us some basic information. Then my lovely assistant, Christian, will reach out to you to schedule a call. And that's it. You come to me. You can, even if you come to me with whatever you're struggling with, whatever you want more of, if you're doing great, but you're stuck, if you're just curious to see if I'm full of crap, or if you're skeptical and you think I can't do it, I love those calls. These people be like, I don't think you can pull it off, American. I'm like, okay, let's do this. So yeah, I am Neo. I will get in your matrix and I will show you something incredible. So all of you, bring it. Just be open and be have a willingness to not be suffering anymore. Mm. And on the call, again, I measure 1 to 10, what you're struggling with or what you want more of. Mm. I will then show you that what it is and multiple things are linked to one of two glitches. Mm-hmm. You will see it. You will go, holy crap. Mm. I get it. It's so simple. Yeah. Then we'll do an exercise at the end where basically we look at your struggle and we upgrade the glitch. And then your symptom, we remeasure it. And the symptom, as with Amrit, went from 9 to 3. So your thing will shift on the call. You'll see it. You'll feel it. And then if you want to keep going forward to actually finish the process and actually upgrade the glitch, because what I show you is proof of concept that there are these mechanics. I can't solve your life in 1 hour. I wish I could. That would be awesome. But it takes about 8 to 12 weeks to go through the process. And if you're interested in that, I do it one-on-one, and we also have an online training. But the cool thing about the online training is you have a support coach that goes through it with you, because we found that's what got the best results. Mm-hmm. And so it's much more affordable than working one-on-one, but you still have the support and the insights and the accountability of a support coach.
Brilliant.
If you don't want to do it, that's totally fine. No obligation. It's a pleasure to just share this with you, show you the glitch, and give you some hope and help you understand yourself more. Because if nothing else, you're going to see a part of yourself and you're going to understand your struggle and yourself in a whole new way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I can attest to just the power of the call. Even just in that hour, for those that potentially tuning in, it's like, oh, well, if I'd sign in for the hour, then I have to do the course. You don't have to. I would say I'm doing the course just because I love personal development and I love, you know, where the light was shone. Like I said, it was painfully simple. But the fact that Daniel unpacked, you know, so much amount of work in an hour really to show me something, it was beyond remarkable, actually, in my humble opinion. It was really something. And just sitting with that, like, it was, you know, the call is worth it. Just knowing that little bit more about yourself at that level, it is such a deep level, you know, just worth it to sort of jump on, have that check and drop in. And yeah, Daniel's like this, like, he's deep, but he's funny through the process. So it's interesting, cause it's like, you know, he's cascading in, and then you're like, but then he's softening all the edges with the humor as well. So yeah, I recommend the call. We'll put a link to the call actually in the show notes just to make it easy for everybody to link into that. And yeah, man, Daniel, look, it is such a pleasure. I feel like this is the first of many calls. I am looking forward to going through the upgrades as well through the course. And yeah, look forward to doing another podcast at the back end of it and sharing kind of how the journey went for both myself and yeah, hopefully some of the audience and yourself as well. And so, you know, we can have a bit more of a robust conversation in terms of exactly how things shifted and what they shifted as well. So thank you so much. I was going to thank you for your time here today, obviously, for your presence, being here, your energy and sharing so abundantly with us. But also, you know, it's a lifetime's of work that informs this conversation. So thank you so much for today, but also, you know, you go like honoring your challenges and the things that you've been through that have helped inform, you know, the robustness of the conversation we've been able to have today. And usually I wish people all the best for the future, but I'll be seeing you super soon. So still, yeah, all the best, but like, look forward to seeing you super soon with that as well.
Well, you're very welcome. Yeah. It was tough to get here. And now I'm all bright and shiny, but you have no idea what I went through to figure this out. And so the training is designed to get you the benefit without the horrible, icky middle hellscape. That's a catchy slogan. Grow without the horrible, icky mini hellscape. But I also thank you for, again, just being open to seeing what you couldn't see and being humble, but then taking the training so that you can report back to the people that listen to this podcast and that you don't just talk about the evolution, you are the evolution, and that you're allowing and trusting me enough with these tools. And yeah, we're going to go through the process and then we'll report back. Be little investigators, little scientists, and you can share with people like, Daniel is not full of crap. Yes, he's an excited American, but more importantly, the goddamn stuff works. And yeah. So thank you all. If you're listening to this, thank you for your curiosity. Thank you for wanting to be a better person and being on this podcast. You are part of the planet healing. Your time is your most valuable resource. And I appreciate you listening to this whole thing. If you're a love athlete, you're who I want to work with. Please reach out to me so that we can heal you and we can heal your family, your relationships, the people around you, your kids and the planet, because I don't want to see any more pictures of those polar bears, those skinny polar bears. No more. We're going to heal ourselves and we're going to heal the polar bears. Amen.
You. Amen. Thanks, brother. You. Thanks for listening in to another amazing episode of The Inspired Evolution. If you're loving these episodes, make your way across to YouTube, click subscribe. Fresh episodes are launched every Monday with highlights being released throughout the week. Thank you so much. And hey guys, just so you know, a lot of love, heart, soul, and work goes into these episodes. So if you could, please leave us a 5-star review and comment on iTunes. I love reading your positive feedback. It fans the flames of the passion to continue to create and help you live the life that you love. Thank you so much for your wonderful feedback. I can't wait to see you again in the next episode. Big love from Amrit. And remember to stay inspired to evolve.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.